It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. We've got Mastodon drummer Bron Dehler. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy to have you back on the show. Exciting tour, obviously. Mastodon and Gojira out touring there together. And Bron, there's a progressive and almost intellectual component to Mastodon's music. What's challenging about wanting to write shorter, more direct songs?
What's challenging about it? I'm not sure. I mean, that's not necessarily a desire of mine. So I think that's one member sort of just kind of off the cuff speaking to something that they want to do, you know. But, you know, I'm all for whatever the committee decides is good. You know, I mean, you can talk all day long about what you want to do in the band and what you want things to sound like. But really, when it comes down to it, you know, when you sit down and start writing stuff, you just sort of go for what you dig, and things sort of fall into place per usual. And, you know, before you know it, you do end up having a 14 minute long song on your hands. It's just not something that you really pay too much attention to. You know what I mean? You don't really watch the clock when you're writing music. You just put things together, and then when things feel right, you know, the way that they're strung together, the way that you're, when everybody's happy with the result and it feels good in the room and we jam through it and you're like, yeah, that's awesome. Then you check and go, hey, how long was that? You know, how long did that end up being? And you're like, oh, it was 8 minutes long. And you go, oh, okay, sweet. But, you know, you wouldn't trim anything off of it because it felt right, you know. But if it's like Crush or Destroyer and it ends up being, you know, 1 minute and 59 seconds, that also felt right as well. So we have plenty of examples of short, fast, punk-sounding, heavy songs in our catalog to go along with the epics, you know what I mean? And it's for us, it's usually about striking a balance between the two. We always have the big epic, you know, usually. It just so happened that the last album was a very grand gesture to a lost friend of ours. And it just ended up being a little bit more, I don't know, melancholy at times. And I think what Bill was kind of referencing was the fact that we just kind of wanted to make something a little shorter, a little punchier, and just, you know, go out swinging for the next one. That's like the intent.
Bron Dehler from Mastodon with us. Mastodon and Gojira are out on the road from 2021's Hushed and Grim. Mastodon with Pushing the Tides. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Dehler from Mastodon is my guest on the show this week. And there's talk of releasing a new song during the course of touring this year. What makes recording like a standalone track without the context of an album so much fun?
It's fun because, you know, when you're putting an album together, you just start sort of obsessing over, you know, just everything that has to make sense together, especially when it's us. You know, we're really very protective of the album, you know, and we really hone over it and put a lot of effort into the storyline, and everything needs to make sense together lyrically and this and that. And so the chance to sort of write a one-off, and like we have in the past with say a song like Fallen Torches or the song that we did for Bill and Ted's, it's just kind of, there's not a lot of pressure, you know. We don't feel a lot of pressure anyways. It's not like we don't want to create something awesome, but because we do, but there's a little less pressure than creating a large body of work all at the same time, where you have like, you know, 12 to 15 ideas that are like little seedlings, and you're sort of watering all of them along the way, and over a long period of time they all sort of come together. But if it's just like a one-off, then I don't know, I feel like it's almost just a little bit easier to get in there and write like a kick-ass 3-4 minute long song. And yeah, it's fun.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, music from Iron Maiden, Slayer, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Bron Dehler of Mastodon with us. He's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Dehler of Mastodon with us on the show this week. Mastodon and Gojira touring together, and both bands are flag bearers of contemporary metal. How does touring together boost the viability of the Outre music as a mainstream attraction?
Well, and we've been touring together for many years now, and we're very close friends. You know, we And I just feel like there's a kinship between us as artists, musicians, as people, as friends. And we just feel very sort of like-minded. So it made sense. You know, Gojira has gotten so big now. I'm so proud of them. You know, they're so awesome. And they're such an amazing live band. And it really makes us sort of kind of try to step up our game. Not that we don't go out there and try to just deliver the goods as well as we can every night. But Gojira is an inspirational band to be on tour with. You know, they are just so incredible. You rise to the occasion. And so I just think that between Lorna Shore, ourselves, Gojira, and the production that we're bringing along, which is the biggest production that both of our bands have ever attempted, you know, we're just extremely excited to offer not only, I think, you know, some of the most interesting heavy metal that's out there, but also a really spectacular live show that, you know, one for the ages for us. So we are super stoked to be out there, especially with some guys that we know so well and get along with so well. So it's important that everybody on the tour feel that sense of camaraderie, you know, and going out there and giving people their money's worth and letting them forget their troubles for a couple hours, you know, with some good old-fashioned heavy metal. Yay!
Ron Taylor from Mastodon with us. Mastodon and Gojira on the road. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Slayer, The Obsessed, and more with Bron Daler. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. We've got Mastodon drummer Bron Daler, Mastodon and Gojira, of course, touring together. And unconventional live events have become the norm, like the Headbangers boat cruise later on this year. How is a cruise ship similar to the unfamiliarity of your early days when you played basements and house parties?
I'm not sure. I haven't ever played a cruise ship before, but I guess... We'll see what happens there. I don't know. Like you said, back in the early days, 20-something years ago, we were playing wherever. We played in people's kitchens and VFW halls and, you know, people's living rooms, people's basements, that whole DIY scene. You know, I doubt it's going to be anything like that. I'm hoping that it's a little bit more stripped down production-wise. It's kind of fun to get in there and get dirty on the cruise ship, but... yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I've heard about them, and you know, a lot of our friends' bands have done them, and they all seem to dig it. And yeah, it's going to be a fun time, especially with Lamb of God. You know, I've been friends with those guys since they were Burn the Priest, and so I always look forward to being able to hang out with those guys. There's a bunch of bands on there, all good friends. Municipal Waste is on there, Shadows Fall, and just every band that's on there we've known for 20 years. So it's just going to be a total blast at sea with those guys, and no one can escape each other.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Daler of Mastodon on the show with us. Quick break. Up next, a new tune from Prong. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Mastodon drummer Bron Daler. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Daler from Mastodon with us. And Heavy Metal Saved My Life is a new documentary series that posits our music as, you know, a lifeline. Why is it important to be candid and share your life experience, no matter how hard it might be to talk about?
Well, I think the most important thing when you get into playing music and when you start playing live and start getting your music out there to people is that you find out that you can sort of make a difference in someone's life, you know, and it's not apparent to you until it starts happening and you start hearing stories about it from fans and from people, you know, that are big fans of your music and get into it and get into the lyrics and really take it to heart. And then it dawns on you that, you know, there's a possibility that you could actually use your art and your music and your skill that you work so hard for to make a difference for somebody who's maybe having a hard time, you know. And I feel like that's one of the best things you can do while you're here on the planet to try to make it a better place is try to help your fellow man. So that's what I think that's very important to open up and be vulnerable and share your life and share your experiences so that maybe somebody out there, some 15-year-old kid that's sitting in his bedroom listening to your songs and watching documentaries with you talking can see that we're just normal people that have been through maybe a similar situation in your life, and hey, look where I got to, and I made it through it, and I'm doing okay, and you can be okay too. So I think that's important, that they see that the rockers that they see up on stage have been through it like they have, and it's important that you know, that we connect in that way. So, yeah.
Mastodon out on tour with Gojira. Bron Daler with us. Bron, thank you so much for checking in, and I cannot wait to see you out there.
Thanks, Full Metal Jackie. We love you, and we can't wait to see you too. We can't wait to see everybody out there on the road with Gojira and Lorna Shore. It's going to be friggin' awesome.
Music from Suicidal Tendencies and more up next. Stick around.